Okay, sorry, couldn't get all the way in. Cause that's really very far. Bravo 9.
Roger. And Dave, could you give us an outside reading?
Okay. Dave, could you give an outside reading? What do you mean?
Never mind, we got it already off the TV. How high the pipe comes up above the surface. We'd like for you to make sure the dirt is solid against the outside of the pipe and then ask you to police the area as best you can of foreign objects.
Okay.
And as you leave, we want you to make sure the cables are lined as flatly as possible on the surface.
Okay, and also make sure that the box is aligned.
Good idea.
This here, maybe next guy can fix it.
Roger. And Dave, you'll be interested to know that probe went in as far as it will go. That's as deep as the hole was.
Fool me.
Roger, and Dave, while you're there at the box, could you check to see if the Boyd bolt cup, the sleeves, have been taken away from the box?
No, they haven't, Joe. Well, there were a couple of red washers sitting on the connectors there. The sleeves were gone, yeah.
Okay, we copy. Thank you. And Jim, how are you doing?
Oh, I picked up a pink rock and a black rock. And they're documented. I'm just resting out for station. Hey.
Not a bad idea.
There's a boss. Tell me where the boss.
Roger, you're lost without the gnomon.
Joe, it's aligned, and the number is just about down the center line on 2.
Okay, Dave, copy. And Jim, what are you up to there?
Oh, I'm just checking the central station.
Roger, the alignment's beautiful.
And Joe, if you could... Hey, don't touch it.
Hey... Jim, it's working perfectly.
Okay. I won't touch it, Joe. I swear. Hey, Joe, if Jim took a picture of the heat flow box, the one he took probably isn't representative of a proper alignment, which it now has.
I'll come over and take another one.
Okay. Come on over.
Jim, just make sure you're well clear of the antenna with your plit there, old friend.
I need an antenna like that on my Pliss.
Dandy. It's got some dirt on it, but that's all right.